So hi, my name is Peter Lord and I am co-founder of Aardman, creative director of Aardman, and today as guest, producer of Early Man, our new film. When I was about 14 years old, living in England, in suburban England, I was very amused by the word aardvark, the South African ant-eating mammal. The word aardvark seemed very, very funny then, at the age of 14. Later, I created a superhero called Aardman. It was no more subtle than taking the Aard of Aardvark and the Man of Superman. I didn't know that Aard meant Earth then. So Aardman was born about 50 plus years ago, or 50, a long time ago. And the first film that we ever sold to anyone was to the BBC, and it was conventional drawn animation of a character that we called Aardman. He looked like a superhero. And that's it. And then when they came to pay us, who should we make the check out to, we landed on the name Aardman Animations. A lot of my influences were American. I was growing up in England. Now let's go back to the very late 50s, or even the not so late 50s. There was children's television for young children. There was a strand called Watch with Mother, all that that implies. And Watch with Mother was mostly marionettes, actually, occasionally bits of cutout animation. Very genteel, very, very measured. The voice talking to you was like maybe your nanny talking to you. That was the tone. And then one day, I remember it quite well. I came home and there was the Huckleberry Hound show on TV, Hanna-Barbera, with music, songs, wisecracks. It wasn't in colour because we didn't have colour, but music, songs, wisecrack, pace, strange sound effects. And this seemed incredible to me. This seemed like, wow, this is so much better than Watch with Mother. The big thing, also, well, American-British, I don't know, was Ray Harryhausen, and particularly Jason and the Argonauts, which I saw at the age of about 10 and thought that was fantastic. You know, I thought that was an amazing thing. That had the same impact then that Star Wars had in its day, that maybe The Matrix had in its day. You were seeing stuff on screen that you couldn't believe your eyes that this could be done. Now, it's very obvious how it's done, but at the time, you couldn't believe your eyes, and that was amazing. I loved that. I do feel it's very instinctive. It was for me. That's all I know. I started out doing drawn animation, and I draw quite well, actually, but I was never trained as an animator as such. And so I found drawn animation laborious and awkward and the opposite of instinctive. And then when I got my hands on a puppet, a very simple clay puppet, I just found it instinctive. If your puppet's well made, which my early puppets weren't well made, if they are well made, with two hands you can pull the character so it's moving forwards, and you can twist the hips and the shoulders at the same time, and even at the same time start to raise an arm. You have control. It feels like an extension of yourself. It's not an intellectual exercise, it's an instinctive one. To do it well is something else again. Then you need other things come into play. Of course, like any animator, in my opinion, you need to be a performer. It is a performance. People often don't talk about it in those terms. They talk about it as if it was a craft exercise, which it sort of is because it's handmade, but it's craft absolutely combined with a performance. At the moment, the two worlds, stop-motion animation and CG animation, for us, they live rather happily together, I have to say. Like in this latest film, Early Man, there's some substantial crowd scenes, and for those crowd scenes, the crowd is all CG. So in the foreground, you've got puppets performing, and then in the background, 5,000 extras who are CG. And you've also got skies, erupting volcanoes, boiling clouds, stuff like that, which is all done CG and added on. So in that sense, I regard them as best buddies, you know, that CG allows us to open up our world, because that's the thing about stop motion. It does naturally occupy a smaller world. So I'm a big fan of stop motion because it's what we've always done. We do it very well. Storytelling and filmmaking are way more important than animation, I think. Animation is just a fabulous trick by which you make films. So you've got to get the fundamentals right first. With what we do, I choose to believe that an audience is aware that we're animating puppets, that is part of the pleasure for an audience. To me, it's important, philosophically, that the audience are enjoying something made by hand and with love. So the film people will see is set in prehistory, and to me the important part is a simple story, an underdog story, I suppose, about one culture being, you know, frankly dominated by another, one people being driven into exile by a stronger force, and then those underdogs coming back and fighting for their homeland. I mean, that's the important part to me. The fact that they fight for their homeland via through the medium of football may surprise some people. I do stress that it's not a football. I don't think it's a football film. I think it's a caveman film, which has some football in it.
A caveman?
A caveman?
A caveman!
'Cause I got hope, hope, hope more than you know. No, deep in my soul, soul.